Presenting Shanghaied by David Paul Collins. Narrated by Andrew Tell. Dedicated to the memory of Orman Whitaker, my mentor, my bosun, my friend. Grand Cayman Island. He hath founded it upon the seas. Psalm 24, verse 2. The mariners all gin work the ropes where they were wont to do. They raised their limbs like lifeless tools. We were a ghastly crew. Samuel Taylor Coleridge, Rime of the Ancient Mariner. This book could not have been completed without the help of my best friend, my wife, Victoria, the author of 7 books. Her personal and professional encouragement contributed daily, and I extend an everlasting thanks for the generosity of her love. I thank our children for their support, Jennifer, David, Nicole, Kim, and Todd. And know there are great writers among our grandchildren, Morgan and Derek Stewart, Audrey and David Paul Collins III, Alex and Daniel Wall, Timothy and Liam Felton. 1. Boston, June 1956. No one suspected anything, not even my pals. Mom was preparing the family dinner with no idea that this would be my last Sunday at home. Gramps might have wondered if anything was up, but didn't ask. My Irish grandfather loved Sunday as much as I did, especially if we were having a leg of lamb for dinner.
"Aye, we'll be after having a fine joint today, lad, and a pint or two to celebrate the Lord's Day."
He ate like a horse on Sundays.
"Packing it in for the week ahead," he'd say.
Gramps always had a jug of whiskey on hand, sometimes two. My grandfather and I were a lot alike. I wanted to tell him of the great adventure I was about to undertake, but couldn't risk it. My parents might think running away was his idea. It was all mine. In school, I had read about Horatio Hornblower and his glamorous life at sea, and then 2 Years Before the Mast by Richard Henry Dana, who grew up not far from our house. He'd left home and sailed all the way to California. I loved Lord Jim by Joseph Conrad, seeing myself in his wonderful stories of faraway places, strange-looking people, and magnificent adventure. I wanted my own magnificent adventure, just like them. My plan was ready. Hitchhike to New York, get a job on a ship, see Paris, Cape Town, even Rio. I would leave early before anyone got up. Not even my little brother, Tommy, knew I was running away. Our bedroom was at the end of the second floor hall. It had once been a kitchen. The old pantry with its stale smells was our closet. Lime green bath mats covered cracks in the linoleum, and we draped our towels on pipes to dry. Pennants hung on the walls from the ball games I'd been to with my dad, the Boston Braves, the Red Sox, and a purple pennant from the college he wanted me to go to, Holy Cross. I could usually keep it neat by getting Tommy to do my chores. It was the best bedroom ever. My side of the bed was next to the window, perfect for sneaking out to the porch roof. We used a stick to prop it open in the summer. Lying in bed, I would look out at the stars, watching them move across the sky and wondering where they went. In winter, the panes of glass looked like maps when they frosted over. Now that summer was here, there were shiny leaves on the tree limb hanging over the porch. It was bent low enough to slide down. After dinner that Sunday night, we cleared our dishes and helped Mom clean up. Dad read the paper in the front room. I was changing my mind every other minute.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?